Sorry about that. I've been with a 3-year-old for 4 days, so I'm talking a little louder than I should, I think. Man, it is no wonder God gives little children to young people. We had him in bed at 7:02, and at 7:07, Sue was just laying there in her bed going to sleep. Anyway, it's a delight to be with you all. Thank you for all your prayers, all your support, all the texts and phone calls and cards that the Beesons are receiving. Our daughter-in-law goes back on Tuesday, and we'll know a great deal more about what's next after Tuesday. And I'll get word out to everybody, but we can't thank you enough for your support. And I don't know how people do it without a life of faith. And so it's great to be walking this journey with y'all. Welcome, newcomers and visitors. The church doesn't always look like this. For about 303 years, we didn't have this scaffolding. But we've put it up to fix the roof, and we're well on our way. If you're a visitor or a newcomer, fill out a card in the pew or sign our guest book so we can reach out to you next week. We also have a gift for you outside. Let's see. It's not that. We also have a gift for you outside if you'll just take it with you when you go. It is World Missions Sunday. Now, our church celebrates mission in the church in October, but this is the Sunday in the Anglican Church in North America where churches all over the province are celebrating it. So we've got a special bulletin that the Outreach and Missions Committee have created to show you just how many places Prince George touches with its mission and outreach. Make sure you pick it up. Dr. Stephen Linton, who is our missionary to Korea, he will be at the 10:15 adult ed for a little while to tell you a little bit about that mission, and then he's preaching at 11:15. We're grateful that Dr. Linton is here. Shrove Tuesday's coming up. That's pancake night. If you'd like to get some pancakes, Presbyterian Church Youth Building information is in your bulletin. Ash Wednesday follows. The next day we'll have two services, noon and 6. There are Lenten devotionals out on the welcome table, and there's also the online devotional. So depending on which way you liked doing Advent, pick up a hard copy if you like that, or tune in through the e-news to the daily devotional from Biola University. Let's see. Oh, I can't have a Sunday between now and the tours without saying this. The tours are coming. The tours are coming. And we need volunteers. There are volunteer forms on the table outside where it's also Name Tag Sunday, if you're wondering. We put name tags on once a month to help our visitors and newcomers know our names, and we can get to know each other. So if you've got some time, we'd love your help. It's a lot of fun to be part of the tours 2-day event in April. You need the bulletin because inside there are the songs. So let's stand now and sing our opening hymn. If you didn't get a bulletin, just raise your hand. One of the ushers will bring it to you.
Praise him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise him, you angels in heaven. Sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven. Great in wonder, great in sight.
begin on page 145 in the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 145, with the Epiphany Acclamation. It's on the bottom there. We'll say it a couple times. I will make you as a light for the nations. I will make you as a light for the nations. Turning back to page 124, I believe. Join me in praying our collect for purity, page 124. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Let's say the Gloria on top of page 125. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. This is the collect for World Missions Sunday. Almighty God, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you revealed the way of eternal life to every race and nation. Pour out this gift anew, that by the preaching of the gospel, your salvation may reach to the ends of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of God's word.
Turn to page 620 for our first reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, beginning with verse 1, found on page 620. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. The word of the Lord. Turn to page 395 in the Book of Common Prayer to Psalm 96, beginning with verse 1, found on page 395. We will read responsibly by half verse. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord and praise his name. Declare his honor to the nations. For the Lord is great and highly to be praised. As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. Glory and majesty are before him. Ascribe unto the Lord, O you families of the peoples. Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due unto his name. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tell it out among the nations. The Lord is King. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. For he comes to judge the earth. Turn to page 946 for our third reading from the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning with verse 9, found on page 946. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Let's stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. In the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we've seen the Lord. But Thomas said to them, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger in the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I'm really jealous now.
You want to preach?
No.
Okay. I'm really jealous. I love that.
That's what I saw.
It's a great gospel. Pray with me, please. God, pour out even now the gift of the Holy Spirit anew to anoint each one of us, me to preach, all of us to hear, to believe in Jesus, either for the first time or more deeply, and to receive the Holy Spirit once more. Holy Spirit, breath of God and fire of love, we cannot pray, we cannot preach, we cannot receive preaching without your aid. So kindle in us now the fire of your love and illumine us with your light, that with steadfast wills and holy thoughts we may approach the Father in spirit and in truth through Jesus Christ our Lord. who with you and the Father reign in eternal union. Amen. You may be seated. If I actually let you preach, you would disrupt my interruption, my introduction and my streak. So I'm not going to let you. For some reason, I have preached World Mission Sunday 3 years in a row. So I've hit year A, year B, and now year C through the past 3 years preaching World Mission Sunday. And actually 2 years ago, it was with Trinity Myrtle Beach. I was filling in for Chance Perdue. And I really was tempted to kind of just take that sermon and completely just rework it and do it over again. But then I remember that Gary Beeson brags that he never has repeated a sermon. I don't want him to beat me in anything related to preaching. So, but it does seem that over the course of a few years, my World Mission Sunday sermon has gotten shorter and simpler and therefore hopefully sweeter. We'll see if that's the case this morning. So I want to begin, and the whole point, I think, is with a question, a simple one. Whose mission are you on? Whose mission are you on? Pretty sure 2 years ago at Trinity Myrtle Beach, I used the great words of Bob Dylan, you're going to have to serve somebody. You do. We do. And relatedly, you're on a mission. And I think in terms of our psalm, at least, in terms of the whole idea of Scripture, you're either on a mission for God or you're on a mission for an idol. You're on a mission. You're a missionary. We'll get to that in a minute. And you're either on a mission for God or you're on a mission for an idol. So to bring it ground level for a second, parents, is your main mission for your kids to get them into the right college? Set them up with the right vocation or job? To make sure that they experience, like you did maybe, the American dream? Or is your main mission to disciple them in the way of Jesus Christ? You can't have two things at the top of the hierarchy. That's just how the main thing works. There can be only one. Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and money. You can't serve God and anything else. God and an idol. It doesn't work that way. Grandparents, is your main mission for your grandkids to leave them a nice inheritance? To make sure you use your social clout to get them into the right communities. I'm not trying to talk my kids out of an inheritance. Or good jobs. I'm not trying to talk parents out of trying the best to get their kids to social advantage. But there can be only one main thing in our lives. One mission. And it is either the mission of God or it is a mission for an idol. The idol may be, and most often is, I think, the idol simply of self. In your job, are you on a mission to rise to the ranks, to make the most money, to make your name great, or are you on a mission to spread the gospel of Jesus where he's called you? In your marriage, are you on a mission for your own fulfillment, advancement? Are you on a mission to serve your spouse in the name of Jesus, to make marriage part of discipleship? You can spread it out to all areas and facets of life. You are on a mission. Whose mission are you on? God's or someone else's? I said earlier that we're missionaries. We're the ones who are sent. Not just because we have a mission in life, though we do, but because Jesus Christ in this gospel says, I have been sent, and just as the Father sent me, so I now send you. And I think he preaches to the entire church through those disciples. And there's a convention in the ancient times called the sent one is as the sender. The one who is sent represents, has the authority of, has the power of, has the ability of the one who sends. So if we, church, have been sent by Jesus, we have his power, his authority, his gospel to spread. You're a missionary. The sent one is as the sender. And so we can say, I think, through Jesus, that the Spirit of the Lord God, Isaiah says, is upon us. Because the Lord has anointed us to bring good news to the poor. He sent us to bring bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of prison to those who were bound. Next time, guys, sorry, our Kairos team got kicked out of prison again. They'll go back. We've been anointed to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion comfort. So if that's our mission, if that's the mission of God, if it's the mission of the church, does that feel like your mission? Do you feel like a missionary? Again, you are, whether you know it or not. And I think part of what we need to do here is just kind of reconstruct our understanding of mission and missionary. We use it in a pretty constrained sense, right? A mission is to, from a culture that has the gospel to a culture that doesn't have the gospel, someone goes some physical location somewhere else to a people group that doesn't know Jesus, and that's a mission. And they are missionaries, but it's more expansive than that in Scripture and in the Christian tradition. If you look back at the origin of the word mission, it comes from the Latin verb missio, simply to be sent. But what it originally refers to in the Christian tradition is not the sending of people by the church. What it originally refers to in the Christian tradition is the sending of God to his people. The term mission originally meant the sending of the Son for salvation and the sending of the Spirit for filling. We can see both of these in our epistle and especially our gospel. The point of the whole gospel of John is that you, that we, that I would believe in Jesus, that he's the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. Believe. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, says Paul in Romans 10. So if you don't feel like a missionary, if this Isaiah 61 passage isn't your mission, it might be because you're a congregant, you're a churchgoer, you're not a Christian, because you don't believe in Jesus. You have not received the mission of the Son. And you can't be, you can't give what you don't have. If this whole calling of being a missionary seems too great for you, seems overwhelming, seems like that's not me, maybe it's because you have not yet received the mission, the sending of the Son. The good news of his death in your place for your sin, the good news of his resurrection to save you. Believe, says John. Believe, says Paul. That's the first step. Some of us need to believe. Or perhaps the whole Christian life, the whole idea of being a missionary, the whole idea of having a mission and being on a mission is overwhelming and it's burdensome and it feels like too much and we can't do it, and it's because you have not yet received in its fullness or to the level you need to the mission of the Spirit. Jesus says in this gospel, receive the Holy Spirit. He does this thing where he breathes on the disciples. And what is that? That's weird. That's odd. Is that Pentecost? Is it pre-Pentecost? Is it, what's going on there? The point is not the technicalities of when what happens. The point is the only way that the church can do the mission to which it has called is by and through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So if you're trying to do the Christian life and do your devotions and do your prayers and support mission and be on mission and all that stuff that's involved with following Jesus in your own power, you cannot but fail. Because you need to receive yet again the Spirit. And then we can become the kind of people, when we've received the Son, we believed in him, we've confessed him as Lord. When we've received the Spirit, when we've asked for him again, when we've been filled by his power, when he's the one in charge and doing the work of mission in and through our lives, then we can say that we've been anointed to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of prison to those who are bound, to proclaim that God does have a year of favor as well as a day of vengeance, and to comfort those who mourn in their sin. That's the end of the sermon. And I haven't asked permission, but I'm going to do it anyway. The reason why I wanted to cut it a little short, my timer went off at 9 minutes. That's not too bad for me. I'd much rather take just the next few minutes to actually make this idea of believing and receiving a reality than just preach about it. So here's what I'm going to ask of you. And as we always say, this is something that all may, none must, but some really should. If you would, all of you, would you close your eyes? And if there's anyone in this room, this congregation, who has not yet believed in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, confessed him with their mouth, believed in their heart that God raised him from the dead, if that's not you and you want it to be, or if you're unsure and you'd like to have a conversation, or if you just don't know, then as quietly as you can, please, just you may make eye contact with me only. All right, you can close your eyes again. And now, congregation, if you would, just open your eyes. It's like we're playing a game of, what's that game with the mafia? Yeah. Second part, that's the believe part. If you opened your eyes and tried to make eye contact with me, you didn't see me, please just let me know, shoot me an email, shoot me a text. I'd love to talk to you about what it means to believe in Jesus. But here's the part that's even riskier. Here's the thing that I didn't pass by Gary or any of our prayer ministers, but please, if you are a prayer minister, a trained prayer minister in this church, would you please stand? Here's what I would like to happen. We'll see how this goes. But once again, if you believe in Jesus, but you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you want more of his power, and maybe it's for something, you want it for physical healing or mental healing or empowerment or the Christian life, or whatever you want the Spirit for, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Again, once again, so prayer ministers, keep your eyes open. Congregation, if you would, again, close your eyes. And then prayer ministers, what I'm going to do is on the count of three, I want you to turn to the congregation, try to cover everyone that you can. If we were doing this in COVID, we'd be in big trouble. But prayer ministers, on the count of three, if you would, just slowly exhale over the congregation and say, receive the Holy Spirit. And then those that want to participate in this, if you want to receive more of God, if you want to receive more of the Holy Spirit, just while your eyes are closed, as a posture of reception, just take your hands and hold them out in front of you. And as we say, as prayer ministers say, receive the Holy Spirit, just say in your own heart, I receive the Holy Spirit. Make sense? So prayer ministers, on three, we're going to breathe, we're going to exhale, and we're going to say, receive the Holy Spirit. And then congregation, just in your own heart, say, I receive the Holy Spirit. Prayer ministers, one, two, three. Receive the Holy Spirit. You may be seated, prayer ministers. Thank you. And pray with me, please. Almighty God, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you revealed the way of life to every race and nation. Pour out this gift anew, that through us, through this church, by the preaching of the gospel, your salvation may reach to the ends of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Let's stand now and turn to page 127 and confess what we believe. Page 127.
Of all that is visible and invisible.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was
either seated or kneeling for the prayers of the people.
A prayer for the mission of the church. O God, our Heavenly Father, you manifested your love by sending your only begotten Son into the world that all might live through him. Pour out your Spirit on your church that we may fulfill his command to preach the gospel to all people. Send forth laborers into your harvest. Defend them in all dangers and temptations. And hasten the time when the fullness of the Gentiles shall be gathered in and faithful Israel shall be saved. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Confession of Sin is on page 130 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us humbly confess our sins to Almighty God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who in his great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all those who sincerely repent and with true faith turn to him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Greet one another with the peace of Christ.
You may be seated, and here come the kids. It's a lot of kids. One final announcement. I don't usually like to do it in the middle of service, but we are wrapping up our capital campaign dinners this Wednesday. I think we've had five or six of them in the parish hall. If you've been invited and you've attended and you were given a packet when you left, the capital campaign committee would really appreciate it if everybody would get their letters of intent back before the 1st of March. So by the end of next week, we'd love to receive your letters of intent if you plan on making a sacrificial gift and joining us in this campaign. We are well on our way, and we're trusting that these dinners are going to take us right where we need to be. And thank you all for your attendance. Especially thank you to everybody who's been serving. If you've come to one of the dinners, you know how great they are. And if you haven't come yet, you'll be amazed this Wednesday. An offertory sentence from 1 John. If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother or sister in need, yet closes their hearts against them, how does God's love abide in them?
If the storms of life they come and the road ahead gets steep, I will lift these hands in faith, I will believe. I'll remind myself of all that you've done and the life upon me, staying desperate for you, God, staying humble at your feet, I will lift these hands and praise, I will believe. I'll remind myself of all that you've done and the life I have because of am forever yours. Mountain high or valley low, I sing out, remind my soul that I am yours. I am forever yours. I am yours. And I am yours for all my days. Jesus, I am yours. And I am yours. And I am yours for all my days. Jesus, I am yours. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free, and I am yours. I am forever yours. Mountain high or valley low, I sing out, remind my soul that I am yours. I am forever yours.
Please stand. Service continues on page 132, page 132 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who took on our mortal flesh to reveal his glory, that he might bring us out of darkness into his own glorious light. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever say this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You may remain standing, be seated, or kneel. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. When we had sinned against you and become subject to evil, you, in your mercy, sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world for our salvation. By the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, he became flesh and dwelt among us. In obedience to your will, he stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself once for all, that by his suffering and death we might be saved. By his resurrection, he broke the bonds of death, trampling hell and Satan under his feet. As our great high priest, he ascended to your right hand in glory, that we might come with confidence before your throne of grace. On the night that he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his friends, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Whenever you eat this, do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your word and Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Sanctify us also that we may worthily receive this holy sacrament and be made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ. Bring us with all your saints into the joy of your heavenly kingdom, where we shall see our Lord and Savior Jesus face to face. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Hallelujah. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed once for all upon the cross.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah.
We do not presume to come to this your table, O merciful. Friends, these are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ Jesus died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. We'll commune the praise team and our prayer intercessors first. We do have gluten-free, and we invite all baptized Christians to come forward to receive communion. We'll start with the back of the church. Please come forward.
Fights till I'm found. Please. leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind. Overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. Till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Thank you.
When I'm lost, you pursue me. Lift my head to see your glory, Lord of all. So beautiful. Here in you I find shelter, captivated by the splendor of your face. My secret place, I'm wide awake, drawing close, stirred by grace, and all my heart is yours. All fear removed, I breathe you in, I lean into your love. Washing over me, your face is all I see. You are my everything, Jesus Christ. You are my one desire, Lord. Hear my only cry to know you all my life. Your love so deep is washing. Your face is all I seek. You are my everything, Jesus Christ. You are my one desire, Lord. Hear my only cry to know you all my life. I'm wide awake, drawing close, stirred by grace, and all is yours. All fear removed, I breathe you in, I lean into your love. Oh, your love.
And now on behalf of those who are streaming at home with us, I will pray a prayer for spiritual communion. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the Holy Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to possess you within my soul. And since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I beseech you to come spiritually into my heart. I unite myself to you, together with all your faithful people, gathered around every altar of your church, and I embrace you with all the affections of my soul. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our post-communion prayer is on page 137 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Our last song is Build Your Kingdom Here.
Set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope like wildfire.
power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captives' hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray. Your beauty changing hearts. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. We are the hope. Your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here. We pray.
Let's go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Build your kingdom here, let the darkness.